This is the Tom Likas Show.
About a recipe for pancakes.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You like pancakes? Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GloVMTom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you for tuning in to this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. The Tom Likas Show continues, as we do every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with Attorney Adam Sachs here in his guise of family law. Attorney Adam Sachs, good to see you.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
How's everything tonight?
Great. Just great.
So, you know, Tom, we always talk about the old Chris Rock routines. And one of Chris Rock's great routines was that women are never happy, no matter what you do. And this is an interesting one. You know, there's this whole breakdown now of women talking about wanting to date rich guys, and there's that 50 Shades of Grey where the guy's this, you know, dashing billionaire and all this sort of thing. And I don't know if you read this, Tom, but, you know, one of the things that women say is they want to date a rock star.
Right.
And here's a woman who was the girlfriend of Mick Jagger.
I mean, yes.
He's one of the ultimate rock stars, and he's an older guy now, but I mean, he is one of the real founders of it all. Rolling Stones, obviously. And what did she do, Tom? Well, she committed suicide, didn't she?
With her own scarf, and it was
that's nasty.
Divine, by the way. A very nice design.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice.
Well, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it with a really nice scarf.
By the way, the feminists are very upset. You're not supposed to call her Mick Jagger's girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're supposed to acknowledge that she had her own career, thank you very much. She owned her own business, even though reports are that she was broke and thinking of filing bankruptcy.
Oh, dear.
But you're supposed to respect her as a woman.
Yes.
By not putting Mick Jagger's name ahead of her own.
Absolutely. Her separate identity. That's
so
right.
She was
never heard of her, though.
So
Tom,
I want to get it straight. She was a failing businesswoman who was fucking Mick Jagger.
That's right. Thank God.
And give the correct term.
Right, right. That's like the first ladies, the woman who's fucking the president.
That's right.
And I know we're also not supposed to ever use the word bossy, as I recall. Very, very critical.
Right. So, I think if this woman was bossier, her business would have still been holding together.
Well, I don't know. It may have been something that would have helped her in some way.
Right.
You know what I brought into studio? I brought a copy of the book Lean In by the lady who works at Facebook.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Yes, I brought you your own copy, Tom.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm building up the Likas Library in the studio here.
Nice. Very nice.
So, if you want to read something really absurd, I highly recommend
it.
Oh,
I'm sure. Look, I've seen her interviews about the book. You know, the fact is women don't want to be CEOs.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Tom, and this couldn't be any worse if you tried it, trust me.
Yeah.
And Gary kind of laughed when I showed it to him, and I said, no, we have to read the enemy playbook here, you know?
Right.
So I was thinking about it,
because most
you know,
of the little ladies aren't going to read a book like that anyway.
Well, you know, I don't want to stress them out, but it is possible, and it does exist. I think they did sell a few copies. I just wanted you to look at it as a work of comic fiction.
Yes. To each other.
Well, yeah, anything's possible if you think about it.
You know, all of the CEOs are recommending it to other CEOs.
Well, one of the strange things that happened this week, you know, we were talking many times about guys raised by single mothers or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is hard for me, Tom. I was talking to a guy, and he's very cowardly in the face of his ex-wife. And he's got that whole thing I told you, all that single mother crap that he wants to not antagonize her, and he wants them to remain friends, and he wants to work everything out, you know, collegiately and all this kind of stuff. A real girl approach.
Yes.
And meanwhile, she hired a lawyer, and her lawyer is sticking it to him in the worst sort of way.
Oh, my.
And they have a hearing coming up very soon where they're going to stick it to him for attorney's fees, which means that he's going to have to pay for her lawyer to screw him. And I gave him a very aggressive plan and what needs to be done, and he literally got very offended, and he hired a woman lawyer instead of me, you know?
How did that turn out?
Well, it just happened, but I hate to use my crystal ball, but I think it's going to come out very, very poorly for him. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of parts in your brain that try to shield you from truth and reality sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to not lie to yourself and to allow your mind to look at what's going on and actually face it. It's very, very difficult. I talked to a few guys in the past few weeks, particularly that were facing DUIs, and you know, the blood test hadn't come back or whatever, and they were saying, "Oh, I'm sure, you know, it's gonna be fine. They're gonna drop it." You know, that's kind of what your brain wants to say to you. You know,
right.
My file will definitely get lost. You know, I'm sure it won't be a problem. And this is how your consciousness can really hurt you, and it's really difficult a lot of times, I think, for people to really face it. And I think that's never more true in facing reality than the guys raised by single mommies. And these ladies we're talking about that are convincing themselves when they're teenagers that they want to be CEOs. But I don't know if they're willing to make the same kinds of sacrifices that Sandberg made. I think she's married to a painter, Tom. And I don't mean a Picasso kind of painter.
I wonder if she has a
house painter.
Did that say in the book?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think he raises the kids or something like that.
Well, then you'd have to pay me to do that.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, you have like the Office of Admissions of a big school, right?
Yeah.
And they get, let's say, I mean, we're talking about like an elite school, let's say Yale, right? And they get 100,000 applications, right?
Yeah.
And they're only going to accept maybe 1,000 or less for a class of like 500 or 400, right?
Right.
So that's like, help me with this, Rain Tom. This is less than 1%, right?
Right. Yeah.
So they're rejecting more than 99% of their applications.
Right.
So they're really not the Office of Admissions.
Right.
They're really the Office of Rejections.
Yes.
If you think about it.
Yes.
Most of what they're doing most of the time is sending a rejection letter.
Right.
So it's sort of a misnomer, no?
Well, I happen to believe at colleges, if mommy and daddy have enough money to get you in, if you do not have to apply for student loans, I think a lot of people get in who shouldn't get in. I mean, come on. Just listen to the literacy of your March Madness coming up here. Listen to the literacy of your average college student who plays basketball.
Okay, we're going
to
be kind about this.
No, I'm being honest.
So if the Office of Admissions rejects 99% of the letters it receives, right?
Yeah.
Then if you meet a woman who's, let's say, 35 or, God forbid, 40, okay, and she's never been married and she's never had kids, right? Assuming that she started dating, like, let's say, 15, 16 years old, right?
Yeah.
She has rejected a wide variety of men for about 25 years,
mm-hmm.
or 20, 25 years, right?
Right.
So she's basically that office that I've just mentioned at the university. So the idea that she's going to meet Mr. Perfect now at 40 or 35 or 38 or whatever and, you know, have this long-awaited family and be really happy and satisfied, it seems rather unlikely.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking for myself, the last thing I want to do is get some chick who has been banging everybody she's ever worked with for the 20 years or so of her professional career, and now she wants to settle down. You see these girls on the dating websites, and they say, "Well, I've had my fun.
Oh, I gotta love that.
Now I'm ready to settle down." It's like, I don't want to settle down with you. I want to have fun with you and let the next guy settle down with you.
It's great when they say this. Now that I've done it all and I've had all my fun, I can be boring with
now
you.
Now I can be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Point
then,
Dexter.
Like 50 Shades of Grey, I can think about all the more exciting guys I was with in the past or could have been with in the future.
And maybe they'll keep in touch. Who knows? Find me on Facebook occasionally.
I tend to believe that happens.
Seems very likely.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Tom, did you see that story? This is classic in Texas, where this girl who was a teenager was screwing her boyfriend in her own bedroom.
Okay.
At her parents' house.
Right.
You know this? And apparently her little brother ditched her out to her father. He ratted her. He said, "Daddy, I hear strange noises." And this being Texas, of course, the father went to her room with a gun in his hand. And the boy jumped up or whatever, you know, and she kind of slammed the door open. And he says to the daughter, "Who the hell is this?" And she says, "I don't know him." Isn't that great?
Oh, that's good.
So the father shot him dead.
Oh, my.
No shit.
And in Texas, that probably would be acceptable.
Totally legit. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So these chicks,
he's,
you know,
raping me, Dad. I'm throwing this guy out of the bus.
It's not funny, man. If you think about it,
not,
you know,
for him, it's not.
The classic thing, and I've seen this even recently in some movies I was watching, where the girl is like super duper aggressive, and then when the authorities show up, whether it's the parents or whatever, they're like, "Oh, he made me do it. He forced me. I can't believe it." It's unbelievable, man. Talk about playing it both ways.
Oh, my.
Now,
unbelievable.
I talked to you a few times about the crossover between criminal law and family law.
Yes.
And this is an interesting thing, because I actually was talking to Gary about this, and he grabbed it the wrong way, but this is actually something that's interesting. You know that I do cases where I help people with traffic tickets and so forth.
Yes.
And even more serious stuff like DUI. And one of the things that happens to people, you know, in the context of driving and getting tickets, is you can lose your license. Your license can be suspended. But I don't know if you know this, Tom, if you don't pay child support, you can also lose your license. Driver's license.
Which, that's really brilliant thinking, whoever that legislator was who came up with that.
Oh, it's genius.
Because how is the poor schlub going to now earn a living to pay his child support if he lives in Southern California and he can't drive around?
Well, I got one even worse for you.
Okay.
I got a guy, I hope Dino's got him on the line, who actually was a truck driver, Tom.
All right.
So when he got twisted up with his child support, he lost his driver's license. And lost his profession. Think about that.
Really?
Now, that's genius, right? Like you just said. How's he ever going to pay the support back?
Right.
So anyway, we went into court today. Is he there?
He's right here.
What are we calling him?
Marlon.
Yeah. All right, Marlon, you on?
Yes, I am.
Good to talk to you again, buddy. How's everything?
What's going on, Adam?
We had an interesting day this morning, didn't we?
Oh, man. Tell me about it.
So, anyways, Marlon was in this as kind of a special court. This exists now coast to coast with the district attorney of every area, every county, where the state goes after what they used to call deadbeat dads for child support.
Right.
And what's beautiful from the point of view of typically the woman who applies for this is the government represents her. So it doesn't cost her anything. As a matter of fact, they can make the application online, and it's free. The other thing, sometimes they don't even make the application. If a woman, particularly a woman, has kids and she asks for any kind of governmental help, like welfare or WIC or whatever, if she names a father, which, you know, usually she will if they ask her, they insist that she does if she can, they immediately open a case against him. So, Marlon, you had a case going back quite a bit, right?
That's correct. 2005, I think.
You never had a lawyer, right?
Never.
Okay.
So, never had a lawyer.
And like I was telling Tom, you're a long-haul trucker, right?
That is correct, too. That's
okay.
My profession. That's how I make my money is trucking.
So what Tom and I were talking about is just this ultimate stupidity where you got in some arrearage on your support payments, and they took right. Your driver's license away.
That's correct.
When did that happen to you?
It happened a while back the first time. No questions asked. They just took my driver license, tried to get it back. It's almost impossible to get it back.
Now, that's an interesting point to mention, right?
That is correct.
Now, in the most recent time that you lost your license, you hadn't had it for like a year, right, or even more?
Before that, yeah. I had it taken away for a while.
Okay, and we went into court today, right, and she took one look at me, and what happened?
I don't know if you're the Jesus, but she just automatically just gave it to you, like, or actually gave it to me, but no questions asked, looked at you. I didn't even understand it myself because I didn't think it was going to be that easy. That's why I even explained to you, like, what does that mean? And you were like, well, that means you got your license back. And I was like, that easy? When I called, tried to get it back myself, it was just not going to happen. You know, I wasn't going to be able to go down there with the amount that they wanted me to put down. And after I put that amount down, they're still going to take it away a month after because I'm still in the arrearage.
Yeah, isn't that something, Tom? They play tease with these guys. They literally will say to them, if you give me $5,000 towards your arrearage, I'll give you back your license. So the guy comes in, pays the $5,000. I don't know where he gets it from. He borrows it. He pays the $5,000, and then 30 days later, they knock his license off again. It's just to fucking torture you.
Unbelievable.
You know? So what happened with Marlon and I, it's funny, this is a reaction. I've tried to come up with a good name for this, but I've had a lot of experiences where, and I think I've mentioned this in the past, whatever happens, particularly in court, is so intense for people that we walk out and I've won, and they don't even realize it. And they'll say to me, Jesus, what a shit, whatever, and I go, what are you upset about? We won. And they're like, don't believe it. We did? When was that? I said, did you hear what the judge said? And they're in the kind of the fog of it, you know? So what happened with Marlon and all is that we sat down with this person who represents the state, basically, represents the county of Los Angeles. And their job is to squeeze as much money as possible out of these guys. And, you know, she was tough as nails. She's a lawyer, of course. And so I'm just talking to her. And Marlon actually didn't pay a dime. And she agreed with me, yes, you know what, let's give him back his driver's license. And Marlon was sitting right Marlon, he's sitting right next to me, right?
Well, I still can't believe it.
And your English.
I thought when I came out, I took a deep breath, and I was like, I don't know what, I mean. And then you told me, like, well, that's it. And I was like, what do you mean that's it? Like, that's it? And like, you were like, yeah, that's it. And
yeah.
I think they're, like, trying to, I'm puzzled, like.
Yeah, you know, you had that confused look on your face, I think. But
yeah, that's what I did have. And well, I still think I still have it. It's gonna take a couple of days for it to get out, just to believe that it was just that easy. Once you hire an attorney and you walk in there with somebody representing you.
Well, you remember something, Marlon. You know, Tom always talks about this on the show and in the regular show that he does, how important it is to have professionals and especially attorneys when you're facing the legal system and so forth. And a lot of guys, I mean, today when we were there, there were tons of guys there that were unrepresented, yeah. Right?
That's correct. Actually, I was looking at everybody was sitting there. I guess like I used to just with a zombie look, not knowing what was going to happen to you.
You could see they look kind of depressed, right?
Right, right. And you know what? And that's one thing that I was walking in and I didn't feel nervous. I didn't feel nothing at all. I don't feel scared. I was good to go. And that's because I had somebody that was going to speak for me.
Right.
You know, and back then I would have to, I mean, I'm not educated that much, so I didn't mumble all over my words and stuttered and make it probably even worse for myself. This time I just sat back and let Jesus do his work, you know?
I don't know, man. I'm Jewish. I don't know about Jesus. I think Jesus was Jewish. I don't know. They call me.
It's like Tom said, he doesn't believe in God, but you're close to that because it was a miracle today. I didn't think it was going to be that easy.
I really appreciate it. You know, when you do it good, you make it look easy, you know?
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Like,
don't forget, though, Marlon.
Right, drinking me some strawberry blonde, relaxing, and just waiting to, you know, get back to work on Monday.
I'm really glad.
I need to go back to work this Monday, you know?
Well, I know. It was with your license. We're talking about a commercial license, so you're back to work. But,
right.
You know, you got to remember, it wasn't just showing up and whatever. Don't forget, I laid a lot of groundwork, right? We filed papers correctly, and we were prepared.
Started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, well, the right foot. And what's interesting, I think, and by the way, you shouldn't knock yourself for not being, you know, more educated. You don't know about law. You're not a lawyer. I mean, that's a foreign environment for most people who walk into a situation like that.
You know, is what you hear from other people. You know, oh, well, go in there and say this, and go in there and say this. Well, go in there and say that, you know? And by the time you come up, you leave just like, even leave worse, because you gave it the best shot, and you come out with nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
And
now that you go in there with a lawyer that knows what he's talking about. And fellas, I'm letting you know right now, strap up, bisectomy, do it. Do it.
Yeah.
You know what? I was back then in love and thinking forever and ever and my kids. And now it's like, fuck love. There ain't no love no more. You know, kids, like Tom says, they're dream killers. You know, you have so many dreams, and as soon as it doesn't work out or anything, kids come first.
By the way, wives and girlfriends are dream killers.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, no matter how much you think you're in love, what you really love is the sex you're getting. And then later,
right.
When the sex starts to fall off, you're going to find out how much they really love you.
Right.
Well, look at this woman putting the screws to Marlon.
Right.
Now, Marlon, how old were you when you had your first kid?
18.
18. Were you careless about, like, the birth control?
Well, she lied to me now. Well, now I know she was lying because she said she was on birth control.
See that? You see that?
But I didn't think she was capable of lying to me because, like Tom said, we were in love.
See?
In love! We were in love!
I didn't find out how much she really loved me.
Unbelievable, man.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, honestly, Tom, really, Marlon's got a good heart. He worked hard his whole life, you know, and he's still a young guy or whatever. I'm not talking about him in the past tense here.
Right.
But, I mean, he's, you know, had these kids he didn't expect, and this woman now is so callous and cruel that she's literally taken his profession away from him by taking away his driver's license and couldn't care less. And, you know, not to, like, you know, overstate it, but I honestly think if he had just gone to court today by himself, yeah, it would have got screwed. It wouldn't have worked out. There's no chance at all. And we're turning it around. That's the important thing, Marlon. I really appreciate you sharing your story.
Man, I appreciate your help, Adam. And, man, it's, I would be back listening like, man, is Tom serious about advertising with, you know, Adam Sachs? And I was like, you know what, let me give him a try, you know. And you don't bullshit, Adam. You don't bullshit. You go up in there, get your job done. Whoa.
Say that again, Eddie. I'm sorry. Marlon. Eddie's the next caller.
Jumping the gun there, Tom.
My itchy trigger finger. Now, go ahead, Marlon.
Yes, I'm just saying that, man. If you guys have trouble out there, man, don't hesitate. Give Adam a call.
So, Marlon, let me ask you.
Second phone call, he was working on my case already. I didn't wait nothing. He said, I'm going to start on your case now. We're going to get this done. And now I see that he wasn't bullshitting around.
I really appreciate it. But did when you first called me, you kind of hesitated, right?
Yeah, for the same reason. Like, you just don't know if it's people trying to advertise and just trying to, you know, it's business, you know. So I was like, man, I don't know if I should try Adam and this and that. But something just gave me a gut feeling. I mean, I know how Tom is. And you're almost like the same way on your attitude. I was like, you know what, fuck it. Let me give this guy a try.
Hey, fuck it.
I have no regrets now. No regrets.
I appreciate you saying that, but I got to tell you, man, I got so much trouble when I'm straight with a guy the way I was with you. A lot of the guys get mad. Look at that story I just told. I don't know if you're listening, that I was straight with a guy and he hired a woman lawyer.
A woman, yeah.
He got freaked out. So I'm glad you didn't.
I get off on the right foot, but you know, that after a while, I sit down and think, like, you know what? That's what I want an attorney to be. I want him to be an asshole. You know, I want him to go out there and fight for you. You know, I don't want a nice pussy lawyer to go in there, and I want someone that has an attitude, and you know, and that's what sold me on you.
Thanks.
The attitude that you had, you know. And I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and take Adam to, you know, represent me in court. And,
by the way, we've all had those attorneys who say, well, maybe you should just settle, you know.
You should have seen. When we came out, remember, Marlon, and that lady, the other one, called you up and she put the certificate in your hand that you get your driver's license back?
Oh, man. I was saying, like I said, I was pulled out, you know, like, so now I'm getting my driver's license.
Like, Marlon's going, what do you mean, today, Adam? I don't get it. What do you mean?
And Adam was looking at me like, do you know what just happened? I was like, well, not really. You know, I was just puzzled. I didn't know an attorney makes a big difference. I mean, I knew it would make a big difference. I just didn't know the effects it has on court itself, you know. And as soon as you walked in with a lawyer, it was a done deal.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marlon. I really appreciate it.
And, you know, I've said that for years before I ever met Adam, that you've got to have a team. You've got to have attorneys for the times that legal issues come up. These are not things you can handle by yourself. My apologies to Bob Shapiro. You don't get a legal Zoom.
Uh-oh.
And then have the lady at the UPS store help you fill out the paperwork. That's not what you do. Okay, you get a live body in there who knows what he's doing.
I hope Gustavo's listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
He's doing the UPS prenup, I think.
No. He's going to be here tomorrow.
All right.
You're not shitting me, are you?
Give him hell, Tom.
All right. All right. He's going to be here in the studio. Now he won't show up. He's coming in. He's doing it a week early tomorrow.
Uh-oh, okay.
All right. All right, we'll take a break here. That was Marlon, and we're going to come back. We got calls. We have a caller who says his ex is knocked up. Oh, my God.
See?
And we have a listener who says he'd like to figure out how to write a letter to end child support. He'll tell us about that as we continue. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We're proud to introduce New World Investigations as one of the newest P1 supporters of the Tom Likas Show. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about how important it is to have a good attorney, right, boys? Well, it's just as important to have a good private investigator in your back pocket. Terry and Josh at NewWorldInvestigations.com have been in business for over 30 years, and they're ready to help you, your business, or your attorney with insurance claims, witness statements, locates, surveillance, asset checks, executive security, and much more. Need a thorough background check on your wife, your girlfriend, a new employee, or maybe a business partner? They have got you covered. Now, these guys are experts with former federal investigators on their team. And even though they're based right here in Southern California, they have trusted partners all over the world, and they even speak Spanish.
New World Investigations, always ready to take care of Tom Likas Show listeners, no matter where you are, 24/7. Check them out today at newworldinvestigations.com. That's newworldinvestigations.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Probably because that Dino won't stop doing stupid stuff.
Dino will now eat 1 tablespoon of cinnamon. I know it sounds stupid and easy, but there it is. It's now in the mouth, and he's attempting to make something of it. Come on, dude. You can... Come on. Come on, dude.
Don't let him pop.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
It can't happen that fast.
The Gary and Dino Show.
Breathe through your nose, dude.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y controls.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Here it is, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's around 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern time on Tuesday, March 18th. You are listening to a live bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with family law attorney Adam Sachs. And your call, 901-3000, Tom is our telephone number, 901-3000-866. Ben in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Adam. All right, first and foremost, I'm sorry, Dad.
What'd you do, Ben?
What does that mean?
Well,
I think Ben was in love.
Oh, no. Ben was just having fun.
Just having fun.
And he
was a bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Something like that. Well, I'll spare you all the details. Needless to say, this broad's saying she's knocked up. I have no confirmation of that.
You know that some women use that as a profit center where they get different guys to give them money for abortions. Did you know that?
Well, I threw the Hail Mary. She said no to that. It's no to the abortion. She understands I do not want to be a father, yada, yada, yada. Things happen. She seems to be cool with me signing off custody, signing off rights.
No. You shouldn't be talking to guys. Sort of, guys always say that. There's no such thing, okay? So don't even talk. That's nonsense.
Okay, well.
And it's, by the way, the biggest lie ever.
Yeah,
because they always say, well, I don't want anything, so you just sign away your rights, we can just shake hands and say goodbye. But they never do. Never.
Apparently she's having her lawyer draft papers.
Yeah, okay.
Adam, does that make any difference at all?
No.
Now, if you could have your lawyer draw up papers that say, my girlfriend is going
to
be a slave.
Yeah, sounds good
and
to me.
And she signed it, and you signed it, and the attorney looked at it.
Notarized.
They kept it in a safe deposit box.
They did it in 50 Shades of Grey, Tom.
It doesn't matter.
Slave contract.
You can't sign away the rights of a kid.
And
okay,
correct me if I'm wrong, Adam. When a child is born, it's that child. Of course, this is the excuse why basketball wives all make $100,000 a month, because the money is actually for the kid,
yes,
not for the mother.
Well,
and therefore,
right,
signing a document to say, you don't get child support in exchange, I don't have any responsibilities for the kid, it's bullshit, because later on, she can always come back 5 minutes later, 5 days later, 5 years later, 15 years later, and say, correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, you never paid your child support in all this time, now you owe me 15 years of child support. They can do that, right?
One of the classic things that's always happened on your show, Tom, is the guys are calling when it's too late. And they always say, what do I do now? And the power shift is very, very radical and very overwhelming, where the woman has you by the balls, basically. And she goes, fuck you, man. I've got your kid now. I can torture you. And I can make it last as long as I want. And
right.
It's a classic thing when the woman's pregnant and she's looking forward to new life and motherhood and dressing the little dolly up or whatever she thinks she's going to do. Talking about
right,
the guy, oh, I don't want your money. Just leave me alone. I don't care. But when she starts to see the realities of changing shit diapers and the costs of having a child, she's going to hate your fucking guts. And there is no man in the world that a woman hates as much as the man that she's had children with. And if you are not helping her and she thinks you're inadequate and you were supposed to be Prince Charming, she's going to be very, very angry. And I would be very skeptical of sitting down with her lawyer who represents her interests and signing anything, okay? What you may find yourself doing, if anything, is signing away your rights to custody and visitation, which means you're not going to get to see the child, you're not going to have any connection legally to the child, and she can then go after you for support anyway and say that she has the child 100% of the time, which will maximize the amount of money she gets from you.
So let me understand, Adam. Even if you don't want to have a child, even if you don't plan on having custody or being a parent, it's good to fight for that, to use it as a bargaining chip.
Of course. And it's very cruel. I mean, I don't know the story, you know, exactly what's happened with Iran or who this woman is, but don't you have any heart at all? I mean, it's what if it really is your child? Doesn't that mean anything to you? What if she's a crazy bitch? I mean, thank you, Foco. I mean, what if she's completely insane and
you're crazy bitch?
Thank you. Your child is going to grow up with a horrible situation with her and her screwed up boyfriends and other kids and half sisters and all this crap. I mean, I tell these guys a lot of the time, you know, that because of liberation of women, everything is gender neutral now. And so there's no reason that the mother automatically gets the children anymore. And that's what they think, but they're wrong. And so if you have a more stable situation, there's no reason for you not to go for custody of the child and let her pay you child support. And
okay.
I mean, again, I know there's a big difference. I know it's emotional that you didn't want the child, you didn't plan the child, this isn't the woman you would have wanted to have a child with, whatever. But the reality is, if you had unprotected sex with her, that's the reality. That's where it goes. That's what happens. And so, you know, it is going to be your flesh and blood. You certainly do a DNA test, of course.
Yes.
Tom.
I mean, we don't even know if this is your kid.
I'm willing to say that maybe it's not. But if it is, then for Christ's sake, you know, be a human being about it. I'm not playing step up and marry her. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that child.
Don't get me wrong.
Your child didn't ask to be born.
This is just the option that's on the table right now. Hence why I'm seeking some professional
advice. That's no option at all.
It's not on the table, okay? Seriously.
That's fair?
You're kidding yourself.
Okay, so I get some phone call from an attorney. Do I just politely decline it and just
wait for
the kid?
Very nice to talk to you. I also have an attorney, Adam Sachs, and here's his number.
Okay.
I'll deal with the attorney for you. You don't talk to an attorney when you're not an attorney, okay? I talk to these guys all the time that go into court and the wife has a lawyer and they don't. They get cut to ribbons, okay? I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
All right? When I deal with somebody when I deal with someone who doesn't have a lawyer, trust me, I beat them up real bad, okay? So if you find yourself...
I believe you.
Let me tell you something. It's like talking to cops, okay? If you find yourself and you look around and you're in a lawyer's office or a courtroom and there's judges and bailiffs and other lawyers and whatnot and you don't have a lawyer with you, okay, run, okay? Something's wrong.
Okay, that's... I've never been in a courtroom, to be honest with you. So I have
you're outmatched. You're well outmatched, believe me. Okay.
All right, so I'll definitely do that, and in the meantime, I mean, I'm assuming
how pregnant is she supposedly?
It's only been a month, 6 weeks at the most.
So that's nonsense, okay? She could still have a miscarriage. All sorts of things could happen, okay? The smart way.
I agree.
So the smart thing to do, if you want to listen, please, the smart thing to
do is
to keep in touch with her, keep things fairly sweet, don't be mean. Tell her, you know, we're not in love, okay, fine, but it's my child, and blah, blah, blah. And when the kid gives, you know, is born, she gives birth, you have me ready, and I'll file a lawsuit that day, okay? And then you do a DNA test, and if it's your kid, you take custody away from her. That's my advice.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right.
Hang on, I'm going to put you on with Dean, and he'll put you on in touch with Adam. And then you can chat further.
Look how these
guys,
Tom, they hand their balls over to some chick.
I know.
For what? It's unbelievable.
There's a lot of that out there.
And for her to be able to have her hand in your pocket for 18 years.
Well, that's how this all started.
Look at that again. And I don't really favor these people, but look how that woman tortured Mel Gibson, right?
Right.
Why was she able to do that? Because they had a child.
And God only knows what's going on between them today.
Well, she gives him a hard time every time he comes to pick up the kid, I'm sure.
Wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
But the point being that what was the thing that made her somehow keep coming back? They weren't married.
Right.
It was because she had the kid.
Exactly right.
So this guy hands the keys to the universe over to this chick he doesn't give a shit about.
Right.
What'd you say, the sperm's a little checkbooks?
Yes, each one is a little blank check.
It's not funny.
You've just shot a million blank checks into that chick.
Ugh.
It's true.
What an image.
We'll take a break. We'll come back more with family law attorney Adam Sachs. Your questions about divorce, child support, vagina money, child custody, even restraining orders. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
So, how do you like our
little internet project
now? 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee on my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like tune in.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
Yeah, it's the Tom Likas Show. You bet it is. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with family law attorney Adam Sachs. You hear Adam every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, live with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Now, before we run out of time, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Give me a call, toll free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And yes, I do answer my phone.
All right. Put them to the test.
No doubt. Everyone's usually surprised.
I'll bet they are. All right. Let's say hi to Mauricio in Venice on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mauricio.
How are you guys? Thank you for the community service that you both are doing.
I love it.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes, community service, of course.
Putting in some boy work.
I've been servicing this community for 27 years.
I'm a little bit on the...
I thought it was service for you.
Yeah, vagina money here.
What's going on?
I have a little baby girl, and I was not with y'all's support, so my license was the first thing to went out the window. So I could not get to work, so that's the stupidest idea I ever heard. So I agree with you guys.
Unbelievable. You and Marlon, huh?
And by the way, you did this why, Mauricio?
Because I was young and stupid. I did not listen to the 101. Even though I've been listening to you since 1993, 94, bro, I fell in love. You know,
he was in love. Another one. Oh, no two people have ever been in love as much as we, skipping merrily down the beach in Venice, down the boardwalk,
you know,
Mauricio, and some sluts.
I'm on the child support order that I have. How can I reverse that?
I thought you said, didn't you say vagina money? I missed what you said. You guys were never married?
No, we never did. No, I was just saying the vagina money. Sorry, it's actually child support against me.
Oh, okay. And how many kids? Just one?
It's one girl, yes.
Okay, and how much are you paying? Listen to this, Tom.
The order was for $333
not
a month.
Really. That's not the end of the world.
She is willing to... she
makes $334.
You know what? I know that this has been bothering you and cock-blocking you from doing everything that you've got to be doing. So let's write up a letter submit it, and I'm willing to say you are all cut up, okay?
Then
let's open up an account for the girl, and then you just make the monthly payments in there. Is that doable, Adam?
No, it's really not, actually. It's cute, though. That's really adorable. Why did she make it against you in the first place if she's so kind and sweet now?
She was just... Well, because you said your baby's daddy, your baby's mom is going to be your worst enemy. I was at one time, oh, my God, then I went to goddamn you.
Oh, dear. So then why is she so flexible now? What happened? She got hit in the head?
Because she's happily in love with a new person.
The next victim.
A good family. However you want to call them. Via Condios. You know, that's out of my game. I just want to get myself clear. And whatever I have to sign, do I need to contact the Los Angeles County directly? What should I do, Adam?
Get yourself a lawyer, man.
Lawyer. Okay. Oh, I think I need to...
What are you trying to do?
He wants to make it go away.
Yeah, but do you think that because she's with another guy, she's going to let you off the hook for child support? Do you really believe
she
that?
She is willing to sign it. That's why I called.
But Adam, does it matter? Does it matter if she signs something?
No, it doesn't.
No.
And by the way, she's not really willing to either, by the way. I've seen this before. When the shit comes down and you're really in the courtroom and she actually has to sign, she won't. There's no way. She has no reason to. There's no downside.
Because the attorney's going to say, do you know how much you could be getting?
Well, it's not even that.
The line.
From the woman's point of view, why should she give away something that's free? Since when does anyone ever do that? You know, when you talk about
it,
her...
It baffles my mind, Adam. She's willing to do it for a lot.
But you see, I think that he's mixing up vagina money and child support.
Well, he said child support, I guess.
Well, but he's mixing it up in more ways than one. Because with vagina money, when you are in love with someone or you get married, sometimes these things...
Well,
when you get married, you don't get
married,
any vagina money. I know
way,
that.
What's in Nevada,
but child support
married,
doesn't work like vagina money. It's not the same thing. If she gets married to this guy, that doesn't get you off the hook for paying it like vagina money.
Right. It's for the child. You have to pay until the child's 18. I presume when you originally had the order against you, you didn't have a lawyer, right?
Correct.
Did you go to court or you just let it go by default?
Yes, I did. I went to court and that's
without a
what
lawyer.
We agreed on the paper.
How was that experience without a lawyer?
Like you said, it was pretty scary.
How nice.
But you thought you knew more than the professor, Adam Sachs?
No, not at all.
Well, why didn't you have a lawyer?
I did not listen.
Oh, I thought you were a 25-year listener.
The radio did not work on Thursdays.
Huh?
The radio did not work on Thursdays, right?
Oh, shit, huh?
All right, well, I got to tell you, for you to unfuck this, you're going to need a lawyer. Don't forget, okay? There are possible ways to get your license back, to clear up your arrearages, to reduce the support, to kill the case. There are all kinds of things that can be done. But the idea that you're going to write it up on a piece of paper or you're going to call some number or something like that is just nonsense, okay?
Okay.
Don't fall for nonsense like that. That's the thing I said at the beginning of the show where you shouldn't let your mind play tricks on you, okay? You got to think carefully and logically about this kind of stuff, and it's not going to be resolved. And when I talk to people and I tell them, look, you're going to have to pay me, I'm going to have to do this, they say, oh, fuck that, I'm going to go to court, I'm going to fill out some forms and take care of it myself. Okay? Those people are always sorry. Always.
Yeah. And you've heard them. All right, Mauricio, hang on. Dean is going to hook you up with Adam, and you can have a chit-chat with him. Eddie and Corona, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
How's
it going?
Hey, Eddie, what's going on?
So I actually misspoke to Gary. I was actually calling about vagina money. I'm due to be ending it on this December.
Oh, that's nice.
So I need to know.
How long have you been paying?
About almost 4 years.
Was it worth it?
Fuck no.
Or is it
I could be driving a Tesla for the amount I pay.
He was in love too. Another one who was in love.
Now, can you imagine?
Oh, Tom, listen to this. I started listening to you about 3 months after I got married. If I would have called your show before,
that's too close.
You could have gotten it annulled.
Well, Groucho Marx said that paying alimony is like feeding hay to a dead horse. You know. And there's nothing more ridiculous. There's nothing more ridiculous than paying for the past use of a vagina. That's crazy. And you're lucky. Let's face it. I guess you were together with her for about 8 years, so you paid about half,
that's
right?
Correct. Yes, correct.
But
hold on.
One second. Tell the boys if you had stayed 2 more years, then guess what? You would have been paying permanently.
Yeah, I know. That's
think about how close that was, Tom.
And I guarantee you could get out if she ever got remarried, but she would never do that.
Oh, of course. That's a good possibility for a suicide, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned, Adam, about going in with a lawyer, because at the time it happened, you know, I saw how much I was going to have to pay. I don't know what the hell happened to me, but I said, I'm going to do this all on my own. And I think that's one of the reasons I got fucked so bad, because I did it all by myself when I should have gone with you, but...
Did she have a lawyer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Of course she did.
The scenario you explained earlier, you know, you're in the lawyer's office, the lawyer's there, she's there, and you're the only one with no one. Yeah, that was me.
So how was that as an experience?
It was bad.
Were you outmatched, let's say?
Definitely, yeah. And I should have gone with someone, but I thought at the time, you know, oh shit, I'm going to pay $4,000 for an attorney. I have to pay for her fucking attorney.
I want to talk to you about that. Paying her attorney and paying an attorney, I don't know where you come up with this amount, but let's say $4,000 each for argument's sake. So that's $8,000. Now, how much did you pay in spousal support for 4 years? You said it was almost a Tesla, right?
Yeah, about $1,500.
$1,500 a month, right?
Yes.
Well, so, you sure save money on an attorney.
I mean, if you think about it, if I had gotten it to be, let's say, just a little less, instead of $1,500, I had it down to $900, right? You would have saved maybe $7,000 a year for 4 years. That's almost $30,000, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would have been worth paying me a couple of grand, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's penny wise and pound foolish. I mean, I don't see how people don't realize that. I tell guys, if I save you $100 a month in child support or vagina money, I mean, that's, you know, more than $1,000 a year. I pay for myself in a couple of years. You're going to be doing this for 8 years or 18 years or whatever. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's strange logic.
So, is there any type of paperwork that needs to be filled out?
Of course.
So that I could... Okay.
And by the way, I got some more bad news for you. Just because it's been half the length of the marriage, the support payments don't just automatically stop. Did you know that, Tom, by the way?
No.
If the paperwork is not done correctly. Now, listen. It just keeps going. Absolutely. I'm glad
you
mentioned
this. That's kind of like when they stopped charging for AOL. Remember that?
Yeah, you still got it.
$19.95 a month, but if you didn't fill out the form to say, now I want to pay $0 and 0 cents, they just kept billing your credit card.
Yeah, I heard about that.
No.
No, this is a good one. I actually got a new client today from the show, of course, Tom, needless to say.
Of course.
He's
a P1. And we were just talking about this. This is a few hours ago. I was just talking to this poor guy. Basically, she actually, Tom, I know it's not supposed to happen, but last year in, I think September or October, his ex-wife got remarried. So she's married. And that is, as a matter of law, that kills the alimony, right? Wrong. She is going after him now for garnishment all these months later for the alimony still. And he stopped paying her. She still wants it as arrearages, and she's taken into court for contempt of court for not paying her money that she wasn't even entitled to. And he had a woman lawyer, needless to say, and she wasn't doing a goddamn thing about it. This guy just hired me today. So we're going to have to fix that. But you should know that when this anniversary, quote-unquote, came by, I guess you're saying it's this year, it does not automatically end the alimony. And, in fact, you have to go and get it turned off. And, depending on your paperwork, it may just continue. And, in fact, you'll love this, Tom, even though it's half the length of the marriage, she can go and say that she has a financial hardship, and they'll continue it for another year or whatever.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, you need counsel even now to make sure it gets terminated.
Eddie, we're going to put you on hold, and Dean will hook you up with Adam. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, Adam, tell everybody again how they can reach you.
Can you believe how much things are slanted towards the woman, Tom?
Is it
unbelievable?
Yep. But no, it's not. To me, it's not unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
But I've been divorced 4 times.
All right, so you learn by hard experience.
Yes.
There really is this kind of view that women are these little flowers,
right?
Sugar and spice and everything nice, and they could never harm anyone. They have
to
be protected. I like that, Tom. Great minds think alike.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, give me a call, everybody, at my toll-free number, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
There you go.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month.
Don't fuck with us.
901-3000-TOM.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for guys of Gary's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Here brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. A 9-year-old North Carolina boy has been told by his school to leave his My Little Pony backpack at home because it apparently is triggering bullying. And the kid's mom, a bunch of other people, have an issue with this.
Well, here, let me just say this. I'll help
the My Little Pony.
Yeah, I'm going to help everybody
backpack.
Out. Yeah, I'm going to help them out. You know how they say it gets better? That's the thing that they see in, you know, in those videos.
Yes.
It gets
better.
You keep rocking that My Little Pony thing, and it ain't getting better.
Grayson Bruce said other students picked on him and bullied him because the backpack was girly.
Yeah. Listen, it's tough to force this. I mean, kids are not going to understand this, man. They're just not.
His mother, Noreen Bruce, said her son was punched.
Yep.
pushed down and called names over the fuzzy blue pony bag with ears.
Listen, My Little Pony is designed for the children.
Yes.
Our friend is definitely nine. Is beyond a little children's stage. And right. the kid is definitely going to catch some heat.
It's already too late. His last name is Bruce.
There you go.
Yes.
Now, the people that are against this are saying that they should crack down on the bullying, not on the fact that he's got the pony, My Little Pony backpack.
Let me tell you a little story. Just outside of Philadelphia, if he would have existed in my world, he wouldn't even have gotten to this. He would have been beaten to the point where he looked like the pony that he's carrying around. Because the children that I grew up with would definitely not understand this.
How about as a mother, you'd say, look, yeah, it's probably best that you don't bring the pony.
I understand that the individuality and all this stuff, I get it. And it is his choice to bring the My Little Pony thing there. But to save him a future, at least he's nine, he's got another 9 years of school, he's going to be called My Little Pony the whole time.
Right. I know. Kid's screwed.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's
leave the pony pack. Leave the pony pack
at home. It will just save him. You know what? Bring it to school, but bring it inside of another backpack.
Right.
If you have to have it.
Right.
Just trying to help him out, Gray Bruce. I know.
Put it inside your Hello Kitty bag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are we doing? The Duke student who's paying for college by making porn calls her rough sex porn flicks feminist. She says
feminism at its best.
Yeah, it's empowering women.
Sure it is. Do you know her dad was in the service and he found out when he landed coming back, he saw this story that his daughter there is banging around for the money.
Yeah.
She's a porn star, essentially. Yeah. And how would you like to be the dad? You're fighting for the rights of for the My Little Pony backpack, the kid, and then the daughter to get banged in the ass and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're getting shot at, and you say, for what?
Yeah.
All for what?
She says she enjoys painful, nasty, name-calling-filled sex. Mm-hmm. Pain arouses me, she says. Mm-hmm. It just does.
Something is wrong there.
I wanted to do rough porn to take ownership of my fantasies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
Yep. To be a feminist is not to say that everything is submissive, should be rejected.
Have you seen clips of our girl at all?
No, I have not.
I've only seen still shots. Yep. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be an idiot and get into Duke, I know that. And so I don't understand. Well, good luck to her.
Yes.
Good luck to her.
A Connecticut senior citizen taking lots of heat for watching his neighbors get naked using a spy cam.
Yeah.
In a bathroom off his pool. Our friend has this whole thing going on. 74-year-old William Myers. He invites all the neighbors to come over. And when they change in his little cabana bathroom there, he's got multiple cameras set up.
Is that illegal?
Apparently so.
Oh, shit. I better take my stuff down.
112 counts of voyeurism.
Oh.
And apparently...
On his own property, though?
Yeah.
Suppose I got a telescope and I like to look at Mars and then I look at some other stuff. I got to find out.
Yeah. Apparently one of the victims is his girlfriend who has Alzheimer's. That's a little creepy.
His neighbors are outraged that he's still living there. Right. They want him out. Well, I guess it's the only way our friend can date is... somebody who has Alzheimer's.
Mm. A naked shoplifter in Kentucky is behind bars.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Yeah. Our friend, he was in the Madison County store there.
Let's see.
And he attempted to steal some things. When confronted by employees, our boy just took off all his clothes and ran.
Well, that's important. You don't want to be seen. Well, they can't. A man in a gray jacket is running. No, how about a man with the balls banging around running?
You'd think he might have thought he'd be invisible if he took his clothes off.
By the way, they did, in fact, find him hiding in a stranger's home. He was still wearing a ripped pair of boxers. Huh.
Yes.
He couldn't hide anything.
Yes. Actress Shailene Woodley has some advice for women.
Let's see.
It's as simple as this. Sunbathe your vagina. Yes. Your vagina needs a little vitamin D.
Yeah.
And if your vagina's not feeling so well, what you should do is go out in the sun and spread your legs a little bit.
I got some vitamin D for your vagina right here.
Let it go right there.
Wow, you got to aim the giant upward, too.
Yes.
And spread it out.
You got to get it, yeah.
You know what,
though?
I'd
like to see Shailene Woodley's backyard.
I do. Yeah, I would record it.
Right.
I definitely would.
Calm down.
Man, I can't believe she's dead serious about
the giants.
She said she was reading an article by an herbalist,
yes.
And the herbalist studied about yeast infections and other genital issues. She really buys into the whole thing that if you're feeling depleted, man, just do the sun for a whole hour and then see how much money you get. I mean, it's energy you get.
Yeah, money.
It'd
be different.
Now. But our girl said that during the time in the summer, in the heavy winters, it's time to spread your legs
sure.
in a tanning bed.
Yes.
Like it is the summer. Shaylee,
yeah.
Come on.
You're a little light up there. Finally, a pick alert for you. Pam Anderson is naked again for something called Purple Magazine.
Let me see if my purple gets
she's nude.
Let's see.
She's nude. And how old is she now?
Like 49.
She's got that short haircut, so the picture's a little weird.
Plus, she's with Paris Hilton, the sex tape dude, the partner there.
Yeah.
But
the body's still good, man.
Body's always going to be good.
Body's fantastic.
Yep. Yes, it is. Yep. And it's just that she's rough around the edges.
A little bit. Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs is Southern California's newest resort. Offering sleek and sophisticated guest rooms, plenty of sunshine, and a buzzing pool scene in the heart of downtown Palm Springs. Can you believe that? Just a short drive from L.A. and O.C., the Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs is the perfect place for your next getaway. You know, the party starts every Thursday night with great drink specials and runs all weekend long with DJs playing in the lobby, rock pit, and poolside. Visit this website, HRHPalmSprings.com. HRH is Hard Rock Hotel. HRHPalmSprings.com for great room specials and packages, or follow Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs on Facebook and Twitter for great deals and steals. It's the Hard Rock Hotel Palm Springs, where everyone is famous.
This is the new normal.